Good morning, welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, September 28th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I want to send some peace and love to our brothers and sisters standing against the coercion, the global totalitarian ambitions of their states. In Russia, there were thousands courageously marching to oppose those ambitions expressed in Putin's attempt to eliminate the threat it sees in a Ukraine conceived revolutionarily. And to the thousands in Hong Kong standing strong, down for the long haul, putting your bodies on the line, deciding to occupy, there walks our future, hand in hand. A heart that beats opposite to power, that brings peace and love for ourselves and for all who are to come. So we have those examples of courage to celebrate this week. And with lessons that we're going to have to all of us learn together as we make our own plans here in this country and everywhere. Thank you. And thank you to all who forged their strength in peace and love. It was particularly encouraging to me to hear the folks resisting China, use that language, because that is the future. We have to use the language of the future. What did we say as we were starting up this morning? We have to have our own language to claim the world. And that's the beginning of it, beginning to articulate what it is that we want and in what way it is the opposite of what we got right now. So thank you for that language of solidarity that you modeled.